When it comes to leashes, it's not a one-size-fits-all affair. Choose which type suits your needs. Focus on safety and control, but you can even be fashionable about which style you pick. Start with materials. Leather is strong and flexible. After time, it becomes soft and supple in the hand, but it's a little more expensive. Nylon is great because it's virtually indestructible. It's impervious to water and comes in many colors. This is great for those with especially strong animals. Nylon has no give, so it's a fine choice for training animals. Always use a 6-foot lead, be it leather or nylon, because it gives one the most control. It's the trainer's first choice. Here's an inside Wendy tip. To keep your animal from chewing on it, rub a little clove oil into the leash or collar. For smaller dogs, consider a halter or harness. These combine the leash with a collar. Smaller dogs tend to slip out of neck collars, and because of their size, they can be hurt if tugged too hard. A harness or halter allows them to step inside a cage of containment that restrains their whole body instead of just one area. Maybe some of you have seen the latest rage, hands-free or bungee cord leashes. They come in a long size that will attach to your bike and have a little give for those days when you want to tour without pedaling. Be warned, your animal needs to be well-trained before you attach yourself at the hip to a bull mastiff or larger dog that will drag you across the park in pursuit of a target whose scent they have just picked up. Don't forget about retractable extended leashes. They consist of a long cord that unreels from a lightweight housing and have a thumb brake. You have to work with them a bit, but they're light and easy to carry. All of these designs come in a variety of styles and embellishments, from real jewels to colors that will match your jogging outfit. And that's your 2-minute pet tip from The Wildlife.